You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Plumbers, contractors, builders, and facility managers, listen up. I am talking to you. Time and money are important. You need a plumbing supply partner who understands that. One that can provide quality products at competitive prices, top shelf service, unmatched product knowledge, and a huge selection of in-stock inventory to get you back on the job site quickly. Who is that? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. Doors open at 7 a.m. Stop by and grab a cup of coffee and fill your coolers with ice as they prepare your order. No time to wait. Call in your order and they'll have it ready when you arrive. Can't find time to pull away from the job site? No worries. They can deliver too. Our friends over at Park Supply Company, Huntsville and Athens, are the people you need to see for all of your plumbing, hardware, and hard-to-find parts. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Do something good today.
It's been a long year, can we all agree? Feels good to be back in Tennessee. Ain't no place I'd rather be, sitting next to you, next to me. How you been, how you been, how you been? Picking right up with some real old friends. Been so long it should be a sin, but here we are again. We're having a revival, good Lord, hallelujah. These red dirt road disciples got spirits running through us. It's rowdy reminiscing and tailgate conversation. Yeah, we got this down home.
Welcome to another edition of the Mark White Show, as I have a very special guest on the line. You've heard him on the Mark White Show before, Mr. Marty Rabin of Shenandoah. Always glad to have Marty on the show. He has a new single out called Revival with Shenandoah, and I'm excited to be able to bring this to you today. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Marty.
Hey, Mark, it's good to be with you, brother. It always is.
Well, we're coming to you from Coronation Alterations and Custom Clothing, and I want to say I appreciate my wife for letting me use her phone today, since my phone is not working, so I apologize for any inconvenience there, but glad to have my wife close by, nearby, to help me out today.
Yeah, man, hey, there ain't nothing better than a wife that stands behind you and loans her your phone when you need it.
Last night about midnight, Marty, we were putting up a ceiling fan. You know, those things get to swinging, and sometimes they disconnect, and we had the lights hanging from two wires, and I said, I think we need to take that down. And so last night, almost midnight, we were putting up a ceiling fan together. So I thought, man, 20 years of marriage, and we're putting up a ceiling fan and can get along doing it. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's even better. I grew up when you were scared to hold the flashlight for your daddy.
That's right. Yesterday, Marty, I was in Madison, Alabama with Lee Marshall at Kids to Love, and they broke
the... Yeah, man, ain't that great? I tell you, man, I am so proud. I'm so proud of Lee and what she's done. And in fact, now where I live in Tuscumbia, they've opened up, I don't know whether they call it Due West or whatever they call it, but I know that, literally, I live on top of the mountain, and right below, on some property, they've got another Kids to Love there.
Yes, that's right.
And then I see yesterday where y'all are at and where they're putting in that clinic. Brother, that's such an absolutely wonderful thing. I tell you, she's got an absolutely wonderfully beautiful servant's heart. I mean, she really does.
And this is going to pay dividends. You know, if you think about people who are older who needed some trauma therapy that never got it, and these young people who are in foster care that have some serious traumas, and they're going to be able to get some help thanks to this Mark C. Smith, the Smith Family Wellness Center. I'm excited about that. But actually, after this conversation with you, I'm going to have Lee Marshall and her press conference to share with listeners. So I thought that was good to tie it together. I knew that you were friends with Lee, so I thought it'd be pretty good to pull the show together with you and Lee together. So that's great.
Yeah, I tell you, man, I love her to death. I just so appreciate her heart. And you know, she really is, and Lord, the youngins that she's helped, and you know, and I'm gonna say this too, they've been generous people that have helped that effort. And the great thing about it is to see that, you know, when you give money or you're a part of something, and you see that it goes right exactly where it's supposed to go, and there's, you know, results coming from it. You know, that undoubtedly is. Is one of the greatest things, I think. I really do, and I really do. I just so appreciate her for what she does and what she has done, and it's great. It's great. She's certainly got a servant's heart.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about Revival and Shenandoah and this new single that's out, Marty. How excited are you about it?
Well, we're real, really excited about it. You know, of course, you know, it's something that we had, and we had recorded it, and only to find out, you know, that the Lord's at work in Ashbury, Kentucky, and now it's spread to different college campuses, and the worship and praise to the Lord and everything, and this Jesus Revolution movie that's out. I was asked the other day, man, did y'all's song have anything to do with that? I said, no. To be honest with you, our song really doesn't have anything to do with it at all. We had recorded that, you know, before, but, you know, really our song's about COVID and the year coming out of COVID's what it's about, you know, being able to come back together and to be able to, you know, to fellowship with one another. And of course the different lines in the song Revival, you know, it's kind of church lingo and that kind of stuff, and you know, that would remind you, you know, there's puns and stuff that,
yes,
that reflect on, you know, the way church folks do, and it certainly lends itself, because it's exactly what we get a chance to do, you know, just like the first verse. Now we changed one line in it. There was a different line where this one is, we put next to you, next to me. You know, it's been a long year. We can all agree. Feels good to be back in Tennessee. There ain't no place I'd rather be than sitting next to you, next to me. That was a different line there. But we put the, you know, the line of, you know, that's in next to you, next to me.
Yes.
In there. You know, there ain't no place I'd rather be than sitting next to you, next to me. So, you know, that worked out really good too and all. But, you know, it's just a coming together. And the wonderful thing about it is that's what we're seeing on these college campuses, you know, where everybody's in one accord and everybody's worshiping and praising the Lord in true heart and spirit. And man, that's why the Holy Spirit's there, because it's sincere and it's earnest. And you know, of course, you know, I've heard some skeptics and some people, you know, making statements, but you know, the one thing you cannot deny is what's going on. And you know, only God changes things. You know, we want to change a lot about us and even our surroundings, but literally nothing does it better. Absolutely nothing does it better than the Holy Spirit. That's literally what changes things. You know, it was just, you know, it's incredible. But you know, then again, Mark, you know this as well as I do, brother. When God turns loose, man, and He's invited in. And everybody, you know, being sincere in heart, and like I said, you know, in one accord, where they all feel the same way that they, you know, they really want what God has for them. You know, that's an absolutely wonderful thing. You know, it really is. And I'm just really proud that what is going on is going on, and how people are just, you know, they're taking to it, and you know, people are just you know, abiding in it. You know, it's wonderful to see it. And you know, and this song, you know, I think a lot of people you know, get attached to it because of the rhythmic thing that happens in the chorus. That's called like a four on the floor. You know, as far as I know, I don't think we've ever, you know, recorded this. Well, in fact, I know we hadn't ever recorded a tune with what they call four on the floor. And that's where the kick drum, the bass drum, you know, it thumps, don't, you know, through the chorus. And Tyler Hubbard and Brian Kelly, which is Florida Georgia Line, they had written a tune with a couple of buddies of theirs. When Tyler sent it over to us, we listened to it, and he sent three or four, and Mike McGuire, the drummer, he told me, he said, look, you need to listen to this one. And I said, okay. So we did. And I said, that sounds like a hit to me. And he said, man, it does, me too. So man, let's play it for Noah, which Noah Gordon is our producer. So we did, and Noah loved it as well. And you know the lyric and what it says, and I think there's just such a good spirit on it that's a lot of the attraction, you know, to the tune.
How are we wanting people to get a hold of this single, Marty?
Well, you know, there's two things. You know, if we're going to ask of people, there's a couple of things I'd give anything in the world if people would do. If they would go to the CMT video vote, just go to the CMT, you know, website at CMT.com and vote for the video. That'll certainly help to get it out, because that'll help drive radio. And then that way, if it drives radio, then it'll be more available for radio stations all across the country for people to, you know, to hear it. And the thing about the music business is, you know, the only way in the world whether you know whether you like something or whether you don't is if you hear it.
Right.
You know, and if you don't hear it, then, you know, I don't know whether I like it or not. I've never heard it. Well, you know, this way is a way that you can, you know, you can keep from having that excuse. You know, if we can get it out there where people hear it and they like it and they play it because they like it, you know, it just makes it good all the way around. And I really would like to see this song really, really do something, because of, like I'm saying, if nothing more than the spirit that's on it and about it.
Marty, with the reputation that Shenandoah built over the years, and even today, thinking in 2023, how hard is it, even with that reputation, to get a song out on radio?
Well, it's just we've heard this ever since we started, you know, how hard it is. Look, it hasn't never been easy. You know, it's just, you know, you just got to stay consistent in what you believe in. You got to stay consistent in what you believe will be something that people will enjoy. In other words, you know, to keep beating the bandwagon to say, hey, look, you know, man, you know, just give this song a shot, you know, just play it and see if it'll grow on you and see if you play it for your listeners and see if they like it. And, you know, before it's all over with, you know, with the video and with radio, you know, people can make their own consensus as far as whether they like it or whether they don't. But as far as the opportunity, whether it being hard or not hard, I've never seen it where it wasn't. And the reason why it is because there's a lot of people out there that's got some good music, and they're trying to do the same thing you are. And the only thing about it is, it's like a pro baseball or football team. There's only so many positions. You know, the top 100 is not 101, or the top 20 is not, you know, 21. It's 20, of course.
Right.
And, you know, just like number one, that, you know, there's not number one plus, it's number one. And, so therefore, you know, there's a lot of people jockeying for the same spots. And, you know, more than anything else in the world, I want this song to do what it was intended to do and wherever it goes. Look, I don't believe in happenstance, and I don't believe in luck, and I don't believe in the right place at the right time. I believe in the providence of God's what I believe in more than anything. And if it's the providence of God that this thing works, then it will, you know. And, you know, we're just trying to help it along. And, you know, and the reason why I say that is because I also have the mindset of, you know, listen, the Lord feeds the birds of the air, but he does not throw the worms in their mouth. You know, you've got to work at it, and you've got to hone your craft, and you've got to make it available. You know, it'd be like when people would come to our shows and you had a new song to play them, but you didn't play it for them. You know, I mean, how are they going to form an opinion about a tune you never played before?
Exactly.
You know, so therefore, you know, it's just the opportunity that presents itself, that, you know, if we can get this thing played because what we have found is, you know, the consensus coming back on it is that everybody that hears it really likes it. And so anyway, so we're just trying to. Brother, we're just trying to do what we can do, trying to do what we're trying to do.
And are you going to be hitting the road? So you're going to have a tour now with the Revival tour?
Yeah, in fact, we've already been out. We've already done 5 or 6 dates this year. You know, we've already been after it, and we continue to go out this year. You know, we posted 50 or 49, 50, whatever it was. But, you know, we have more dates than that. The only reason why in the world we couldn't put every one of them up there is because there's radius clauses in some of those dates, and they ask us not to promote the other show until their show is done.
Okay.
And so, therefore, right now I think we're sitting at 77 dates.
Oh, wow.
You know, and that's really good for this time of year. That's really good because you always pick up dates during the year. You know, spring's got a break, summer's got a break for the fall, and then in the fall, then, you know, it starts, you know, either Christmas shows or, you know, because that's when a lot of people are planning, you know, what they're going to do for Christmas. You know, they've got the holidays at hand, but, you know, Thanksgiving's going to be over. What are we going to do about a, you know, show for Christmas? What are we going to do about that? So a lot of that comes in a little bit later on in the year as well, too. So I think we're probably going to wind up doing, you know, probably 100, 110 days this year, which is, you know, just a little slack of what we did last year. Last year, we did more dates. Shenandoah did more dates last year than we ever have as the group Shenandoah in a year's time.
Wow. Excellent. Marty, I want people to hear the new single. We're gonna let them hear some of it, this revival song, this single, and I wish you all the success in the world with you and Shenandoah as you make your tour. And people can go to shenandoahband.com, and they can also find out more information about maybe your tour dates and maybe latch on to that. I hope that there'll be some Alabama tour dates. I'll come and see you.
Yeah, you bet. Well, I know we're going to be over in Rangeville here in a little bit as well, too, and we're looking forward to that. I didn't finish answering the question that you did ask me, but, you know, they can go to Spotify, Apple Music, you know, a lot of the places where you get music, you know, they can yes. pick up on it. You can go, like I say, you can go to CMT and vote for the video, and you can see it there as well, too. Or, you know, you can go to shenandoahband.com, and there's even a place that you can watch it there as well, too. So, yeah, you know, we're just looking and praying for big things. You know, the Bible says to call those things that are not as though they were. And, you know, we're praying that this thing is a success and that a lot of people take to it and they like it. And that, you know, that's what we're going after. So we're going to give her a whirl, Marky, and we're going to see where it winds up.
I love it. And we're going to see what winds up at the Wellness Center, too, with these young people, these foster kids. And you're going to be able to hear Lee Marshall here in just a second in her press conference. And Marty Raven, it's always a pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show, buddy.
And, brother, it's always a pleasure being with you, too. It sure is. Look, you tell your wife not to work too hard. Don't work yourself to death, because I'm probably going to bring her over some stuff, and I want her to fix me up. I need help in the worst way.
I'll send you the address, and you'll have it, and we'll get you that information. She'll help you out.
Man, fantastic. Well, Mark, again, brother, thank you for the time and allowing me to come on and peddle our wares. And, brother, we appreciate you. Always good.
You're always welcome, Marty. Thank you, buddy.
Hey, thank you, Mark. God bless your heart.
God bless you, buddy.
Okay, bye-bye.
See ya. Folks, I hope you'll stick with us as we have Lee Marshall in her press conference with Kids to Love coming up as they introduce the Smith Family Wellness Center. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. These red-nosed disciples got spirits running through us. It's rowdy reminiscing, tailgate conversation. Yeah, we got this down-home, hometown congregation. Revival, yeah. Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to bankstonmotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and
and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Back. You are listening to The Mark White Show. As advertised, I wanted to share the press conference from Kids to Love with Lee Marshall. I wasn't actually able to interview her, but was able to capture her press conference as they introduced the Smith Family Wellness Center in Madison, Alabama, for foster kids going through trauma. I believe this is a great addition to the Kids to Love program, and I hope you enjoyed the press conference.
It's so good to see so many friendly faces here. We're going to go ahead and get started. We want to be respectful of your time. Just to kind of give you a little bit of the agenda, we moved the program inside this morning due to the threat of weather because we did not need to file yet another insurance claim with our agent for a ruined system. So we're going to do our program inside, which will not take long at all, but we are excited to tell you about what we're about to venture into here at Kids to Love. And then we're going to go outside and we're going to man the 23 shovels. Steve Babin tells me that I do the biggest groundbreakings in town, so I'm glad y'all are here to be a part of it. Mental health is a crisis in our community, and no one feels that more than our children in foster care. Abuse, neglect, trauma, and hopelessness is a dark place that no child should be forced to live in. Listen to these statistics. The American Academy of Pediatrics Healthy Foster Initiative identifies mental and behavioral health as the, quote, greatest unmet health need for children and teens in foster care. The greatest unmet health need. One in four youth in care will experience PTSD symptoms, and former foster children are twice as likely as U.S. war veterans to experience PTSD. Up to 80% of children in foster care have significant mental health issues. That's compared to approximately 18 to 22% of the general population. And none of those numbers are encouraging until today. We're excited to share with you that our kids and our community will not have to face mental illness alone. Today, we offer a solution. We are excited to break ground today on a new 11,000 square foot facility that's going to be on the east side of our current Kids to Love Center that you're in right now. This new facility will contain additional warehouse space so we can continue to serve, continue our outreach of service to our children and our families. It will also house a multi-purpose venue that we will utilize for training our foster families and our ever-growing K-Tech program. And it will be home to the Smith Family Wellness Center, thanks to a generous donation given by Linda Smith in memory of her late husband, Mark C. Smith. Our Smith Family Wellness Center will be home to therapists and clinicians who are committed to serving our children with a specialized focus on healing trauma. We do not only help them deal with trauma, it is critical to understand that we will help them heal from trauma. And if you don't know, that's a massive difference. Our team of therapists serving our kids and the community make up the Grant Hill Trauma Team, named in memory of the late Alabama football player Grant Hill, son of Brad and Stacy Hill. Grant was working toward his PhD in counseling when he lost his life in a hunting accident. Grant studied trauma and its impact. He would get a kick out of this today. The Hill family is partnering with Kids to Love to ensure that our team is trained and equipped in the best trauma practices that are available. I would like to introduce to you Brad Hill.
Good This is pretty awesome. Our foundation, the Hill Family Foundation, we are committed to helping the youth that have experienced trauma and tragedy in their lives. Kids to Love is a perfect partnership with us for many reasons. Lee Marshall and this place, I mean, just look around. They are committed to excellence. They do everything the right way. And besides that, they're Murray State Racers. So go Murray State Racers. We have a passion to do what they're doing here and what we believe together with the Smith family. Everything that Mark Smith did was extraordinary, and just to be associated with them and with this facility, we can do great things. This is just the beginning of fulfilling what our son's dream was. He was a national record holder in track and field. He was destined to play in the NFL, but he chose the path to be a counselor, and his heart was to help others in need. He lived sacrificially, and I know this team here is going to perpetuate and honor his life. So thanks for everyone that's here that have contributed to the Grand Hill Memorial Fund. This is the beginning of multiplying his life through helping other people achieve their dream. Thank you all.
Thank you, so many of you who are here to celebrate Grant's memory through the Hill Foundation. The Kids to Love trauma treatment approach combines multiple training methods along with brain mapping and neuroscience. Our team will be able to analyze the trauma medically and then treat it through a proven therapy approach that will again allow our clients to heal from trauma. The Smith Family Wellness Center will have 5 therapy rooms along with a lobby, waiting area, and offices for our therapists. Our conference room will be utilized for team meetings to discuss cases, therapy approaches, and best practices, and to analyze what additional support could be needed for our clients. Our therapy rooms will bring a place of healing for our kids and clients. I want to thank Beth and Devin Whitaker, who, due to a medical emergency, they could not be here with us this morning, and also my dear friend Hank Eisenberg. Where are you, Hank? Raise your hand. Thank you so much for always saying yes to our kids. If you're interested, we do have 3 more therapy rooms available that need to be sponsored with naming right opportunities. This is a $3 million project, and thanks to the help of those that you've met today, we have reached our first million and are ready to break ground. We are excited that once again, Kids to Love is leading the charge for change for kids in our community. We are thankful that you're here to be a part of the movement in the making. Please join us outside as we break ground on the Smith Family Wellness Center, home of the Grant Hill Trauma Team.
We appreciate Lee Marshall and Kids to Love and their next project with the Smith Family Wellness Center. This is going to be an outstanding facet to their program, and I hope it helps a lot of the foster kids in our area. Here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers, and we're sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by this show, and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know what we're trying to do to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
There are moments in life wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month, where the eye captures the moment and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256 256- 952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama. With over 19 vitamins and minerals, pecans are a nutritional powerhouse. And just like with any produce, you want the freshest pecans possible for all that nutritional goodness. Shop with the Alabama Pecan Company for the best quality in raw pecans, pressed pecan oil, fresh pecan butter, and so many delicious snacks. Give your 2023 a healthy and tasty start by shopping with the Alabama Pecan Company. Shop online at alabamapecanco.com or stop and visit them in their Mercantile and Cafe located on Highway 87 South in Sampson, Alabama. That's the Alabama Pecan Company. Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
And gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown.